Hello, Nettle Middle School. I am Macy Davis. And these are today's announcements. Today's date is Thursday, September 11th, 2025. Celebrating a birthday today is Cooper Griffin, and who is in sixth grade. With us tomorrow is
A and pizza.
Lunch tomorrow is pepperoni pizza, hot dog, chicken and avocado club wrap, or Italian sub. Remember, if you want to order a book for Margaret Peterson Haddix to sign when she visits in October, those orders must be turned into your reading teacher by Tuesday, September 16th. If you have any questions, please see Ms. Hemmerjit in the library. The library will be hosting a book fair starting on Monday, September 15th through Friday, September 19th. Bring some money and help support the NMS library. Sucker sales September 17th, 18th, and 19th during lunch. $2 each. All proceeds will go to our annual movie day in September. There are forms in the office for anyone wanting to attend the Color Guard Clinic on September 20th.
That's entrance.
To the boys' baseball team on their win Tuesday against Jasper County. They play in their first round of the regionals at home tonight at 4:30.
Here is Mr. Bills with some rules.
Hello, this is Mr. Beals with some announcements from our handbook. First of all, the promotion retention policy in the handbook states that in order to be promoted, a student must pass 4 out of 5 core classes. In order to pass a core class, you must pass it at least 2 out of the 4 quarters. If you are on pace to be retained, we will hold an ARP meeting. That stands for Academic Remediation Plan, in which you and your parent will have to be at the meeting with your teachers and make a plan in order to be successful. Speaking of grading, grading an honor roll is awarded, especially for eighth graders at the end of their eighth grade year, with presidential awards for academic achievement and academic excellence. These awards take into account the grades you get in sixth and seventh grade, as well as the first half of your eighth grade year.
Today is the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and the plane that crash-landed in an open field in Pennsylvania. 2,977 people lost their lives on that Tuesday. That number is very high, but it could have been worse if not for the heroic actions of the policemen, firefighters, volunteers, and the members of the Flight 93 that helped crash the plane so it would not hit its intended target. We'll have the week-ending announcements tomorrow.